Just under a month to go now to the general election in the UK, called by Prime Minister Boris Johnson to get Brexit done. The deadline for declaring passed yesterday. This morning, the election headlines and front pages in Britain see Boris Johnson petting a rabbit on the front page of the Times, Labour promising free broadband for all, a Conservative tax cuts promise on the Express, Nigel Farage waving from a train on the Telegraph, the NHS and flooding on other papers, not a mention of Brexit. Matthew Goodwin is Senior Visiting Fellow with Chatham House and a political analyst at the University of Kent. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
A snap election with not much crackle or pop yet.
Well, indeed, this has been a fairly quiet election, no major story so far, perhaps with the exception of Nigel Farage saying that he's now going to stand down his Brexit Party candidates in the 317 Conservative-held seats. But overall, perhaps the only other thing to attract attention are these spending commitments, both from Labour and the Conservative Party, which would suggest that the era of austerity is now truly coming to an end.
Let's go back to the role of Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party, and what role do you think that they will have ultimately in the election outcome?
Well, this is one variable that could have a very big impact, even though the polls suggest that Boris Johnson and the Conservative Party are on course for an 8 or 9 point lead and a majority, perhaps a small majority, but still a majority. The problem, however, is what happens if a few things go wrong. If Boris Johnson loses some seats in Scotland, if the Liberal Democrats in the South pressure the Conservatives, if Labour continues its expansion beyond London, that's when Nigel Farage becomes critical, because if Boris Johnson is pinning his hopes on those Labour Leave seats to offset any losses in Remain areas, then Nigel Farage standing those candidates, even if they get 2 or 3% of the vote, could be enough to cost Boris Johnson the entire election and, by extension, paving the way for a second referendum.
You mentioned Scotland. Why does Scotland matter in this election?
Well, Scotland matters because it's changed the game at British elections, really. The SNP becoming so strong north of the border has removed a large number of seats for Labour and the Conservatives, which in turn is making it much harder for both of them to win an overall majority. At this particular election, what matters is that the Conservative Party are hoping to hold on to a significant number of their seats, again to offset against any losses to the Lib Dems and Labour in mainly southern England. The Labour Party, meanwhile, is hoping not to be completely wiped out in Scotland, is looking for some sign of resurgence, while the SNP, which could, in theory, emerge as some sort of coalition partner with the Labour Party, is hoping that a strong performance would pave the way for that second independence referendum.
There's a long way to go in this campaign, and while the polls haven't changed much, we are mindful of what happened in relation to the polls and the eventual outcome in 2017, where the Conservatives went into the election with a very large lead, but which was almost wiped out by polling day. Is the likelihood of a hung parliament veering into view again, much like it did 2 years ago?
A hung parliament is entirely plausible. Even though the Conservatives have a lead in the polls, if you look at where we are, just basically a month out from the election, the Conservatives are averaging 40%, Labour 28%. A month out from the 2017 election 2 years ago, Labour were on 28%. And of course, they then saw that big surge as they squeezed the Greens, they squeezed the Liberal Democrats, and they attracted back undecided Labour voters. What's happening today? We're now seeing a little bit of evidence that Labour is squeezing the Liberal Democrats, and we've got a little bit of evidence that Labour are beginning to increase a little bit in the polls, and I wouldn't be surprised if next week they slip into the 30s. So that really means that in order to try and hold on to this majority that in theory Boris Johnson has in the polls, he's going to have to hope that the volatility in British politics doesn't reappear. And remember, between 2010 and 2017, no less than 49% of voters switched their vote from one party to another. This is the most volatile electorate we've ever had. And that means really sudden, sharp shifts during the campaign, a campaign which is not yet being set alight, but could easily come alight by a specific event. A lot of change could yet happen.
And this day, 4 weeks, we'll have the results for you. Matthew Godwin, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Matthew Goodwin, excuse me, Senior Visiting Fellow at Chatham House. It's just gone 8:30.